This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Go.
You know the
Nobody
words,
knows the words.
I don't know the words. Do you know?
No, I don't know the words.
Oh, God.
I know the chorus.
Yeah, the chorus.
Right.
Right, the popular part. Let's just go back to that.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. Send into the river, and the
dust that there's. You don't even know that.
I know is the don't.
Nothing at all, but I think you're moving too fast.
That's all I know. That's my entire knowledge of this.
Maybe Scott knows the rap words.
Oh, maybe he does. Well, hold on. Sing us a little Waterfalls, Scott.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. That's my Cher version.
I thought it was Elvis.
Did you guys know that breakdancing is going to be an Olympic event? Isn't that great?
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're going to. The French
late.
Have suggested it. No, they're going to do it. Breakdancing, you guys, come on! I'm good at that.
Oh, really?
No, you're not.
You used to walk around with your own piece of cardboard and everything, so you could do your head spins.
Totes, and you know, in breakdancing, everyone's a winner because you've already got a gold medallion. You guys, come on, let's do it.
Oh, you want to have a breakdancing troupe? I know Vinny's got some moves.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question.
Scott Capurro, everyone on the line, in case you're just joining us.
Do you consider yourself coordinated?
I still walk into walls and stuff, especially when I'm high. I drop ice cream on the floor. It makes my husband laugh.
Yeah, but you do yoga and you run and swim. I mean, you've got some...
I do it because I'm a bit awkward. That's why I do the yoga, just for balance.
Just to try to
still
get some of
fall
that.
Fall over and... Jeez, I burn myself a lot, and I have a real fear of fire, so that's probably how I'll go.
He's not breakdancing. That's not happening.
Yeah.
We can burn up the floor with our breakdancing. Oh, I love that. I love it when they spin on the ground and then freeze. Hello, like all that. I love
all
that.
Yeah, and tag somebody else, and then that person takes over. Oh my God, let's
do it. It's kind of like voguing. It's kind of the
same. It is like that. I tell you what, when you get to town, you and I will make a breakdancing video because I have some mad moves too. I mean, come on.
We're holding you to that.
We're doing it.
We'll do it on the deck on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Let the boys film it. We'll do it on the deck.
Oh, my God. Great idea. They will just love it.
Let the boys film it.
Oh, it'll be so fun.
They can't wait to watch that show.
I can't wait to
I'll wear my short shorts I use for running. I'll wear short shorts. I'll shave my legs.
Oh, my God. That's great. I'll wear my short shorts, too.
Honestly, I hope your teen boys have something better to do than that.
No, they don't.
They don't?
No, they hang out with us, and that's where the best that they have in their world. So, Scott Capurro, you are going to be here on vacation soon.
I'm vacationing as of Wednesday, yeah.
Oh, no, hold on. You're coming home. Wait, which is it?
No, wait, what? No, I'm vacationing,
vacationing
now.
Oh, you're vacationing now. Yeah. Okay, I have it backwards. Okay, so you're coming home from your long vacation.
Yes.
And you've got some shows. Maybe. I never know which way it is.
I know, I forget it, too.
Right.
It's very confusing anyway. So
you've got some gigs coming up.
Yes, the California coastline is very sought after for tourists, so I'm there to entertain them. I'm going to come back and try to entertain the troops. That's what I try to do if I can.
So tell us what the dates are. Tell us your gigs. I mean, are you not ready to go on this?
thank you. Oh, God.
I assume this is why you wanted to come. You're right.
Yeah, I'm on the 23rd. I'm in South San Francisco at the Armstrong Brewery. Can't wait.
Oh.
Come to that. Oh. Yeah, that's a good one.
Is it on Grand Avenue? That's the best street.
It certainly is. It's total makeover for Grand Avenue, by the way. They're sprinkling fairy dust everywhere. It's fantastic. Have you been there recently?
Yesterday. I was like, wow, what a cute little downtown this is. If this is the
downtown. What were you doing there?
I was eating lunch with Bryn.
Just hanging out.
The food down there is great.
Yeah, I agree.
They've got all sorts. You know, that's my old hood. You know that, right? You know that.
No, I did not. Well, I thought you were a Daly City guy.
Well, yeah, they're the same thing, really.
Oh, they are.
They're adjacent in a way.
Sure.
Yeah. Same
don't tell them that.
I can't wait.
Right.
I know, they get really angry about it. Like, we confuse Canadians for Americans. They get very touchy. It's more of a compliment than anything else. And then I'm doing the Phoenix. No, just Phoenix. It's just called Phoenix on the following Friday. And then Sally Tomatoes.
You love Sally Tomatoes.
Sally Tomatoes. And then all the rest of the dates are on my website. I can't wait to see you guys. I'm so excited.
I know. So when are you coming in?
Wednesday, but I'm gonna see you Thursday morning. And then I think I'm gonna come to yours on the weekend, right?
You are, yeah. I mean, that would be great. Yeah. Oh, yeah, right.
He's coming here to the studio on Thursday.
Here to the studio on Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday.
Back home on Wednesday. Great. And Edson's coming with you.
At some point, I think the car's not working, so I'm gonna have to run in. I might be sweaty. I'm just telling you now. I might be sweaty.
We're fine with it. We like sweaty Scott. All right, Scott. Thank you. Can't wait to see you.
So chubby, you guys. I'm so chubby. Please don't bring it up when I see you. Please, please. I love you guys. I miss you so much.
Love you too.
I miss
America.
You too.
Bye, Scotty.
I am Miss America. Hopefully soon. Yeah. See you soon.
Bye.
There you go, everybody. Scott Caparo. Okay, just quickly, I want to mention this. Phil Mickelson, PGA Tour pro golf guy, said Thursday that his family hired the tutoring company at the center of this whole college admissions thing.
Oh.
He denied participating in any fraud that was performed by this Rick Singer Key World Foundation guy. But he does say, our family, along with thousands of others, used Rick Singer's company to guide us through the college admissions process. We are shocked by the revelations of these events. Obviously, we were not part of this fraud. Our kids would disown us if we ever tried to interfere. Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman, as you may have heard, have both been indicted and arrested on fraud charges relating to the $25 million scandal for paying bribes to get their kids into elite universities. Shortly after Mickelson announced his ties to Singer, NFL Hall of Fame quarterback Joe Montana said, yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Singer's company provided nothing more than minimal consulting services to our family, like a lot of other families. With the college application process, fortunately, our kids were able to pick from a number of schools to attend due to their hard work and their merit. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you. So that's the way to get out ahead of stuff.
Yes, you know? Absolutely.
Yes, we are going to be on the client list. No, we did not pay this guy to trick our kids into college, trick colleges into taking our kids.
I finally saw the second daughter of Lori Loughlin. Mm-hmm. And not that I was looking, but now there's a picture put up
of her in between
the two daughters. They're both stunning.
Yeah. Good looking kids. And her name, what is it again?
Isabella.
Like Isabella Rose.
Isabella Rose and Olivia Jade.
But they were both going to USC.
Both
unfairly.
Allegedly crew members. Rowers. The Black Keys.
I love their new song.
The one date that we don't have is the San Francisco venue. They are coming here. They are going to do a show here, but it says TBA.
You'll love them. You should go. I've seen them. I saw them at the Fox. They were great.
Their Let's Rock tour will kick off in Denver. Looks like they're doing a headlining spot at the Vegas's Life is Beautiful Festival on September 21st, and then they're kicking off right after that. So let's see here. Our date is November 20th, and it's the only one that doesn't have some kind of arena.
Weird.
I know. So there you go.
What was the date again?
Let me go back. November 20th.
November 20th?
Yep. It says San Francisco, California, but I suppose that could be
anywhere around here.
Really anywhere.
Right.
I don't know how big these other venues are they're playing, but. All right, and I just want to do this Drake story real quick. Yeah. Drake and his baby mama, that chick Sophie Brousseau. By the way, here's a shot of Sophie Brousseau topless laying on the beach with her butt in the air. That's always fun. This is the chick. I want to say she's a French porn star. I guess maybe everyone's backing off of that because she's got one of Drake's kids. So they have a one-year-old son together that they named Adonis.
You mean backing off at like they're not saying that in the story?
Yeah, you're not seeing that anymore. You basically say, I'll see model or actress, but I want to say that she was like a porn chick. But I could be wrong. Maybe I'm just imagining that because I'm such not a fan of Drake. I want to think the worst. So I don't know why I have to make, disparage his woman over it, but that's just the way I am. So Drake and Sophie Brousseau have a great relationship with zero drama. And apparently he sends private jets for her all the time so that she can fly to him so he can see his kid. He FaceTimes the kid every single day.
I looked her up, and there's a lot of nudity on the internet.
Oh.
Starring her.
Oh, so porn star it is then. They're saying he loves that kid, and he would rather be with the baby, but he tours, so he sends her jets, and she flies to him. And
she went under the name Rosie Devine.
Oh, Rosie Devine.
She's retired from that, though.
Well, yeah. I mean, she got Drake money. Hello. Right. She has, you know, one of your kids got you for 18 years.
18 years.
She couldn't be happier. You know, of course she's excited to, you know, have the father so actively, especially when the father's Drake, so actively in the kid's life. She's teaching Adonis multiple languages, exposing him to art. I guess they're calling him Drake's little Picasso here, so he must have splattered baby paint on something at some point, and Drake must have put that up. But anyway, it's good news. He's taking an active role in his little boy's, Adonis's life. And they're co-parenting like it's going out of style. All right, Benny, what's coming up in the news?
Superpowers people want. I've got...
Oh, God, all of them.
Makeup makes the news. Also, the new way to honeymoon and more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 8:37. It is Friday morning, and your first chance at Aulani is coming up today at 9. We have four chances throughout the day. We've been doing this for 2 weeks, and you've got a chance coming up at 9 o'clock, so make sure you're here on Alice.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. It's an app. It's our app. It's where you can listen to our show and more, but radio.com is, in fact, an app. So that's a great way to listen to the radio, right?
The Alice all day, hear all the podcasts.
I mentioned it early, but I'll re-mention it again now. The terrorist shooting in New Zealand in a town called Christchurch, 49 people were killed. I don't have an updated number at the moment, so it looks like that's the number, at least until...
It's all over the TV.
Right.
Can't get away from it.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible.
Another 48 people injured. The newest part of the story, which, boy, you sure don't want some terrorist racist guy dropping your name.
Oh.
But it looks like... I can't... Sorry.
Whose name did he drop?
Felix Gjelberg? Gjelberg?
That's the terrorist or the guy who...
That's PewDiePie.
Oh my God, you're kidding me. PewDiePie's name got dropped?
The terrorist made a video. In fact, I guess they said it was a
helmet cam
was used by the gunman, Brenton Tarrant is the name of the guy. And it shows him mentioning the Swedish YouTube star moments before the massacre begins.
Oh, my God. In what, like, what did he say? This one's for you, PewDiePie?
He says...
That guy had some, like, anti-Semitic stuff.
Yeah.
I can't remember exactly
what he was... I'm going to tell you all that.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Let me see if I can find the spot where... Oh, here it is. Sorry, it's on the third page, and I don't know why I'm stuck sitting here on this. They say exactly
what PewDiePie was up to when he got in trouble.
No, I have that too. So PewDiePie has been criticized in the past for using racist slurs. Back in 2017, he shouted, what a bleepin' N-word while playing an online shooting game, which is... The guy's rise to fame was him playing video games and doing what they call here hilarious commentary within his video game playthroughs.
And he's like one of the people on YouTube that actually makes a boatload of money.
He's the number one YouTube star worldwide with 90 million subscribers.
Unbelievable.
He is worldwide famous. He's that job peaked. So, darn it, another thing that he did months before he was dropped from Disney's Maker Studios after paying two Indian men to hold up a sign which said, death to all Jews.
Oh.
And Disney quickly stepped back from him. So I guess...
Sounds like a real peach, doesn't he?
Well, I don't... I think we listened to him here once.
Well, we didn't
I've
know
never
who
seen
he
him
was,
otherwise,
and
right.
We, right.
In fact, I think I said his name wrong, and one of our interns was like, oh, you old guy. It's PewDiePie, dummy.
Well, and it was funny because I was like, I've never heard my kids talking about him. And I asked them that night, and they were like, yeah, Mom, everyone knows who PewDiePie is. I'm like, well, okay, bitch.
The murderer, the terrorist, says in the video before he goes in and starts the murdering, remember, lads, subscribe to PewDiePie. And this was him sitting in his car right before he walked in to kill people.
Oh, wow. Well.
So
that is not when you want your name dropped.
You do not want your name dropped
care how bad
by that guy.
You are.
So right now he's online saying, I don't know him, and I am absolutely sickened that my name came out of that guy's mouth as he was about to do what he did. So that's the latest. Yikes. Don't forget, this Sunday is St. Patrick's Day, everyone.
Yay. Corned beef and cabbage for everybody.
A new survey looked into different skills we wish we had and how much we'd pay to magically have them.
Oh my God, so much. Like, if you imagine if you could fly.
Yeah.
How great would that be? All you need is a warm suit and get anywhere on Earth. That's great.
Well, I think they're trying to be more realistic with some of this stuff.
What about invisibility? Can
they
get that?
They do get to the superpowers, but they're talking about real...
X-ray vision.
That's the superpower. I'm not at the superpowers yet.
So these are real things we
real
pay for?
Things. Right. Survey looked into different skills we wish we had and how much we'd pay to magically have them.
Like being able to eat anything you want and never gain any weight. Ooh. Oh my God, that would be a magic power. Sure.
Okay. I'm just going to read this and then we'll get to the superpowers. The number one skill we'd most want to pay for to magically have it would be to be good in bed.
Oh. Hmm. I don't care about that.
Being less anxious.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Public speaking.
Oh.
To be more patient.
Mm.
And to be more athletic.
Would you pay for any of those?
I'd love to have better patience. Sure. I don't know. Well, they say that you'd... For $6,100 is what people would pay. If I really had it, the calm and comfort that comes with true patience for that price, yeah, I'd pay that.
Mm.
Because I do get anxious and impatient a lot.
Right. I actually feel like impatience and anxiety are tied together a lot of times.
Sure.
Hmm.
And I don't think, I don't get anxious.
Because I pay for anxiety. I get super anxiety. Mm.
See, I don't have that unless it's tied to, like, I wouldn't be anxious over doing the show or anxious over doing a TV appearance. But I get anxious if you said to me, all right, I'm gonna go do something right now.
Then
you keep sitting there.
Oh.
And then you're like,
oh, this is a life specific thing.
In 5 more minutes. And then I'm like I start to time.
Get out of here already.
But the thing is I don't even want to, what do I care? It's not even affecting me, but I will buy into that and start timing that and get caught.
Well, you have, like, anxiety on behalf of someone else. Like, if you don't get up soon, you're going to miss your window.
So,
like, I don't want to tell you how to live your life, but Jesus, you've been talking about it for an hour.
I absolutely, if I could just have patience by paying, cutting a check, sure. Just to be able to go, I would do that. Playing an instrument and speaking a foreign language just missed the top five.
Oh, now I just thought of something that I want. Yeah. I want to be the best drummer ever and the best singer ever. I'll pay through the nose for those.
Now,
I'd pay anything
on the list
that.
Of superpowers, X-ray vision comes in low, but it's on the list.
That'd be so great. Imagine that. X-ray
moving vision. Things with your mind.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great. And what do these cost me? What are they going to cost me?
Well, like moving things with your mind is almost $100,000.
Yeah.
Super strength's $106,000.
I don't need that.
The gift of flight.
What am I paying for that?
That'd be pretty great. $109,000.
Oh, that seems like a deal.
Mind reading is on the list.
I don't want to read minds.
I don't either.
I do not want to read afraid. Minds.
I think just people don't. Think yeah. horrible stuff.
Well, yeah. I know I do. So it's, you know.
You're right. I bet.
I think that if it's. That's it. You'd just jump off a building and be like, I can't take it anymore. God, the world hates everybody. Everybody hates everybody. We have nothing nice to say about anybody in our heads.
I think you'd probably be surprised how many people don't have the hostile negativity. But then the ones you do, you'd be all, yikes.
Yeah.
I don't think about murdering people ever. Do you?
Oh, I do.
No.
Well, I know you do. I was looking in the other room.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's plenty of people who are just, I got my own list. I don't need to.
Could I turn it on and off at will?
Mind reading? No.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't want people's thoughts coming at me all the time. You have to pretend that you didn't know what they were thinking.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Invisibility.
It's a nice thing to daydream about.
Is it?
Bending time. What does that even mean?
To be able to go back a couple minutes and read you like, oh, that was a mistake. Let me do that again.
But only a couple minutes.
Maybe not. Maybe go back in time and, you know, do high school. Over
so
again.
Time travel.
I guess. I don't know.
I don't know why they call it bending. All right.
Well,
the number one thing is healing and regeneration like Wolverine.
Oh. That's cool. I would rather be able to fly. Although, I suppose, if I could have flight and that would be a pretty good combo. Because then if anyone ever shot you out of the sky, you know, you'd be all right. Because you're flying and someone shoots you down. You know?
Right.
People are jerks. Like, what's that flying? I'm going to shoot it. You know, that kind of thing.
All right. There's a new thing. It's called a Unimoon. This is just an internet thing, but there was a story written on it, and I thought it was certainly worth a report.
Unimoon? Like, what?
As opposed to a honeymoon where the two of you travel together after your wedding day, the hot new trend is separate honeymoons called a unimoon or a solo moon, where both people go on their own trip after the wedding, either with friends or by themselves. Not being able to agree on a destination is one reason couples do it. Others do it just out of convenience, apparently.
Isn't the whole point of a honeymoon that you get to spend a few days together as a couple without the... And so these are just trips that people wanted to take. Like, well, if we're going to take a trip, I want to go here and I want to go here. See, I'll miss you.
I think that is so idiotic. I mean,
are
I'm not...
Are you going on a honeymoon?
No. We... No.
Oh.
I mean, we'll do something for a weekend or small thing, but no, we can't. We have a newborn.
She won't be newborn by then. She'll be almost a year old.
Right.
Have your mom come. You guys could go to Hawaii for a couple days.
We're currently working everybody we know for help at the moment. We're trying
Well, your mom's
to,
at the house,
yes,
right?
Yes, she's been at our
How's
house for
going?
A while. It's great. I mean, I have a full house.
Has she expressed an interest in going to your other place and resting?
No, but I think
away
that she...
Away from everyone.
Look.
She could take Isla with her. She's like, I love that one kid that can walk and talk.
No, see, the problem is the one kid got sick.
Oh. Which one is the one kid?
Isla.
Okay.
Got sick and has been sick, and the whole house is avoiding her. And, but we're not, but we are, but we're not, but we are. And the kid's like, no, I'm going to sleep with you, right? And my mom's can't tell her no, but my mom is like, oh, man. She hasn't said one word. Not one. But I even said to my missus, I'm like, if that were me, I would kick that kid right out of that. I don't want to sleep with a sick kid.
Yeah, your mom's too nice.
It's a cool. Well,
you
so we got a lot going on. Believe me, we got a lot going on.
She had a cold?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, it may be known as like it's worth it. It's worth it to get a cold over this. But
well, it's dangerous to get a cold when you're older.
That is true.
But for two newlyweds to just walk off and go separate directions after a wedding.
Those are just trips. That's not a unimoon.
Here's a couple that said, neither of us wanted to be where the other one was. We each took separate trips and came back with full of stories, buzzing from our trips, and truly delighted to see each other again and share our memories. It was the imperfect honeymoon, she says. Oh, what?
Well,
I don't get it.
I mean, I guess people can do whatever they want, but that just doesn't seem like the point of a honeymoon. Like, if I was your boss and I gave you time off for a honeymoon, I'd be
I think I might actually be like, so you went and didn't go with the person you just married.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a honeymoon. It was really just vacation. I don't know. That seems, well, whatever. Who am I to say? Do whatever you want, people.
Well, do what you want, but it's weird to just now they're going to...
Now it'll be a
trend.
Well, let's face it. You and Dusty would do something completely... You know, if you had your druthers, you'd go to wherever the greatest surf was and...
She'd come with me on that. She's been on multiple surf trips with me.
Well, is there something that she would want to do that you wouldn't? You guys have a lot in common, so
yeah,
maybe
it wouldn't apply
to you guys.
I really want to travel Europe, and she wants to show that to us.
Yeah, well, she's been a bunch of times, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where would she go back to?
Oh, I can't answer that for her, but I think Europe's the big one. Just travel Europe.
Right. Just get a train pass.
Italy, Germany.
Oh, my God. All that stuff.
She worked in Geneva.
Was she in Zurich once?
She's been all over the place. She really loved Germany.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's been around. It'll be nice to travel with someone who knows what is. Because I will not.
Right.
I have zero experience outside of Mexico.
And it's hard to travel, too. Like, it's very... I lean heavily on Johnny. Plans the whole thing and figures out everything and how everything is going to work. And it's nice to have someone who knows how to do that stuff.
Yeah. Our text number, phone number, text number, it's all the same, 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Good morning, Sarah and Vinny. I would love to give a shout out to my little girl, Allison. She turns 3 today.
Oh, hello, Allison.
Little cutie. Check her out.
Oh, too bad kids aren't cute, huh? That is precious. Happy birthday, Allison. She's got like a little little kid PJs on with like a sleeping cat on the front with just the face of the kitty cat. So cute. It's probably pink. I'm looking at black and white.
Yeah.
Good morning, Alice crew. Just wanted to tell all of you weirdos how much I love you all.
Oh.
All of you together make your show work and you make me laugh every day. And please fix the looking glass.
Yeah, what? Any update on that?
There's a bunch of emails that went flying around yesterday. They're really trying to work.
So... I noticed we're getting clips from the Looking Glass onto the Alice973 Instagram with audio, but not direct to people's homes.
Correct, Sarah. Mm.
Yeah, I've noticed that. I'm a good noticer.
Yeah.
I noticed that it's not all working.
Good job.
It's not all broken.
Vaughn.
Yeah, Vaughn. I blame you. You probably did something.
The wizard.
Ate your breakfast over the board or something.
The Carly Rae song is the new theme to Queer Eye. Love it.
Oh.
Have you even seen one episode of that?
No. You know, I used to really like that original one, and I keep thinking to myself, I should watch that new one, because I love the whole emotional journey that people go on.
I think the new one's on Bravo. Does that sound right?
Oh, on your channel?
Yeah, my channel.
Your Drama
my Bravo
Stay channel.
Channel? Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Carly Jesperson also does the Fuller House opening song. Is that
true? She does?
I don't know.
Yeah, she did a version of the Full House. I'm not sure if she's the
official. They use it? They don't necessarily use it.
I'm not sure if they do, because I haven't watched it since it rebooted.
Well, now that Lori Loughlin's off it, I can't watch it anymore.
I think I have it right here.
Oh, yeah, I have heard this. I've never heard her version of it, but
we've played this before.
Yeah,
when she released it. Yeah, that's why I have it. Or maybe I pulled it and never got to it. That's possible too.
I just want her to have another hit, and I'm afraid it's never going to happen.
That pop candy that can't be duplicated.
It's just
I
guess not. She's been trying for years.
She had that one close one here. This one right here.
No,
still
no.
Call Me Maybe,
not
but
even
it
close.
Still it got
not
popular
even
though.
Close. Made no, the there was one slightly. That she did with
Fun.
Finning for a good
Owl,
time. Yeah, Owl City.
Oh, Owl City.
Yeah, that was a good song, but that was ish.
No, that was a hit.
Yeah,
that was a legit hit. Not that first
call
song.
Call Me Maybe.
Yeah, this was a hit.
Yeah, we played this.
Anyway, I'll read the rest of the text on the other side of these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.